Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the fourth week of Lent. Today's theme, miracles without signs and wonders. Why is it that we so easily feel discouraged when we don't see the answers to our prayers? Jesus says in today's gospel passage from John chapter 4, verses 43 through 54, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." He said this to a father who wanted Jesus to come to his house to heal his son. This man's faith depended on the same thing that ours so often does. Seeing is believing. He thought that he could only get a miracle if Jesus physically showed up at his house to pray over the boy. Jesus invited him to grow beyond that. Have you ever wished that Jesus would appear to you in person to assure you that everything is going to turn out okay? But then where is our trust in the power and goodness of God? What kind of faith exists without trust? Jesus told the worried father, "Go on with your life as normal. Your son will live." This is what Jesus is saying to all of us every time we pray. "Go on with your life as normal," he says. "Now that you've given the problem to me, trust in my wisdom and perfect timing. Don't take it back by disbelieving that I'm working on it. Go about your normal business as if I'm taking care of it beyond your field of vision, because I am." Do you know why Genesis says God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh? Not because he got tired. It's assuring us that God never rests until his work is done. In the meantime, we should keep praying about it with a spirit of thanksgiving and trust. This enables us to hear God when he says, "Okay, here's what I want you to do next," when it's time for us to do something about it. Remember, when we pray with the church, "Lord, hear our prayer," it's an offering, not an implication that God is idle until we ask. In faith, what we're really saying is, "Lord, thank you for hearing our prayer. I trust your timing and your way of handling it." That's what amen means. What miracles do you need? Think of your most important prayer requests and consider how God won't rest until your prayers are answered. This is how to live an amen kind of life, instead of worrying and disbelieving and seeking signs and wonders for proof of God's involvement. The signs and wonders will happen, but the who, what, when, and where of them will be God's choosing, not ours. After all, would you really want it any other way?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.